Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. All right. This is disgusting. Just a warning.
No, I already know what this is. I thought this was another disgusting thing.
What?
No, well, you peel your skin off yourself.
That's not disgusting.
That is. That's gross.
It's going to come off anyway.
Yeah,
at least this way, you peel it off yourself, you can put it in the bin. It's not falling off all over the floor.
Mm-mm. Move on. Next one. Next gross topic.
Next gross story. There is a man who is eating raw meat for 78 days as part of a caveman diet to see if he can survive.
That has got to be one of the wackiest stories you have ever brought to our attention.
It's disgusting because it's also eating like raw chicken.
Raw chicken?
Yeah. So
how is he not getting sick?
That's what I don't understand. So he's doing this bizarre experiment for 78 days. Mm. He wants to see if he lives, dies, or contacts a grisly disease. But so far, he says, he has never felt better.
Wow. Yeah, let's just find out if I die. That seems like a great experiment.
And what I find really ironic is that he previously ate a plant-based diet, but he claimed to suffer from health issues because of it.
Oh, a lack of protein? Oh, it depends on the...
I don't know, because it can also be really bad to have only meat.
Yeah.
You can get things like scurvy.
Oh, right. I thought you had more.
No, there are.
I thought you had a list.
Yeah, but I was like, scurvy. you can get like constipation, hemorrhoids.
Okay.
Scurvy, which I found the most like old school disease.
Look, don't get me wrong. Veggies. Some meats, like I've had some meats raw, completely raw, such as fish.
Yep.
You go fishing, you cut it up straight off the boat, straight
into it. Really?
Look, it sounds disgusting, and I was like, oh, I don't know about this. But then I was with my brothers, and they said, no, it actually tastes good.
Yeah.
And so I tried it. Literally, just get a bit of lemon. You catch the fish, you gut it straight away. You put a little bit of lemon on it, and you eat it completely raw. Tastes fine.
Okay, I don't like fish anyway, so I'm not going to do that. But okay.
That's a waste of a story.
Good chat, Jay. Now, so he's also, not only does he have like chicken breast, steak, swordfish, he also washes it down with raw animal milk.
What?
Or raw eggs.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. So far, he has managed to not get anything, you know, no ill effects.
How many days is he in now? So 78 in total? Is that what he was?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Man.
I don't know how far.
But don't get me wrong. I mean, you're not going to, I mean, I don't
He could die.
Well, yeah. I mean, he can rush himself to hospital. Hopefully, they can sort
himself out. He could get E. coli, salmonella.
Mm. So that whole chicken thing, salmonella.
That I don't get.
It's not in every chicken, right? So that's a disease that is there in some, and it's not in others. So he might be fine for like 2 weeks.
See, I didn't know
that. But all it takes
that.
Is that one little chicken.
I thought it was no matter what. If you ate raw chicken, you would get sick.
Mm. Look, I haven't tested the theory.
I'm not keen to, let's be honest.
He's crazy.
If you've ever
eaten
raw chicken, just flick us a text.
I mean, I've had beef by accident raw.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine.
Yes.
Chicken.
Completely different. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.